From the Director of Department of Transportation and the Airport Director, submitting an informational report on the monument feature on the airport spur at General Mitchell International Airport. Informational only unless otherwise directed by the committee.
The state is going to do a very nice job of improving the front entrance to the airport, and that is actually underway now. As you may have noticed, you can get into the airport on the spur, but you can't get out, kind of like the Royal Hotel. But and they are in the process of redoing that. And then the board has previously approved a upgraded landscaping program that will be nicer than what the state would have normally put in. And one feature we'd like to add to the entranceway to the airport is a monument feature. This requires a good deal of work with the state because they're very particular about what goes in there right away. And so I want to show you this and get your approval or non-approval of what this sign would look like. And go ahead and run it, Kim. Oh, run the animation if you can, please. I'm sorry. That's all right. Go ahead and run through those PowerPoint slides, and then we'll go through the animation, too. So this is eastbound on the airport spur. And what this is, as you can see, are three large letters designating the MKE.
Does it say Hollywood?
I'm sorry?
Does it say Hollywood?
Good point. Yeah. If you can run the animation, please, Kim. Eastbound, and then as you get over 6th Street, you start to see these three letters pop out. So it's in the fairly wide area in the median of the state right away. Okay, we could run through the slides again, please. So now that you have that perspective, I just want to show these slides one more time. Okay, go ahead. That's the eastbound. Okay, go back to the beginning. Night shot, overhead perspective.
Okay. Any questions from committee members? Supervisor Dmitrievich.
Would this monument be considered public art by chance?
No.
Okay. Just want to be clear.
Right.
Thank you.
Any other questions? Supervisor Harris?
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I'm just curious as far as the letter sizes. Like, I noticed you got a capital M, lowercase k, lowercase e. Just curious, was that by choice or was that, did you try all uppercase?
We looked at other all uppercase, and that's what LAX has out in front of there. Yeah. I don't think we want to mimic them perfectly, but it is three different fonts. Okay. It's kind of like we would write it.
Okay.
All right. So it's kind of a block M, or italic K, a cursive E. But that's the way, often the way you see people scribble it out, and it gives a little more difference to it than just three block letters that you.
It looked great, actually. It was just I'm just curious. Mm-hmm. It didn't catch me as oh my God, why are we doing that?
Yeah.
It was really quite a appealing to the eye.
I think it's kind of simple.
Yeah.
But a nice entranceway feature.
Okay, Supervisor Haas, Supervisor Kowski.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I trust that the plants that will be on this entrance, have they been approved by the on-site Department of Agriculture biologist? I'm concerned that if we have, we'll have trees there, as, at least there in the illustration, trees will attract birds, I presume, and you know, we don't want the birds and our jets to make unfortunate meetings. And so it's interesting to know that the agriculture there, the plants have been considered, they hopefully will not attract too many birds, which will cause us problems.
Mr. Bateman, can you address that?
Yes. The DOT, state DOT, consulted with our wildlife botanist that we, or biologist that we have at the airport, to have non-fruit-bearing trees and other non-bird-attractant landscaping. So they did include that in their plant selections.
Excellent. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Supervisor Borkowski.
Thanks, Mr. Chairman. You know, my original comment, when you see, you know, Hollywood, the iconic words Hollywood up on that, on the mountain there, and I guess it's a park and stuff. I mean, that was what I thought of immediately. And I don't know if there's some way that the airport can tie in with the Tourism Bureau or whatever. But I mean, why not use that? I mean, if Hollywood and that hill and mountain can do that, why can't we?
Well, it could be iconic. It could be. In that fashion.
Something to think about.
Mm-hmm. This is a informational item. I don't believe there is a requirement that for a motion to approve is that.
That's correct, Supervisor. I wanted to get your feedback on this and see if there was a acceptance or was there overwhelming non-acceptance. But you're nodding your head.
Supervisor Haas.
Thank you again, Mr. Chairman. I'm curious if. If it is feasible to consider the addition of a representation of the Calatrava, the wings of the Art Museum, that has become the symbol of Milwaukee, and we'll soon be seeing legislation before our body to make that part of our identity as well. So I'm curious if that has been considered, if it would even work there. I do like the... I think I'm comfortable with the proposed signage. Yeah. Thank you.
All right. Thank you, Supervisor Haas. Since it's just an informational item, we will then proceed to item 15.